morning.
Oh, Lillian. Oh, you look dreadful.
Oh, thanks.
Another bad night?
Yeah. Any coffee?
Well, we had our breakfast hours ago, I'm afraid. I'll, Oh, kettle on for you.
Oh, thanks.
Then I must go. Oh. I said I'd sit with Jack while Mum goes to church. I was going to suggest you might come with me again.
Oh, not this morning, Jenny.
No, well...
I need a hefty fix of caffeine and a good long soak in the bath. And okay. I must give Veronica a ring. She was going to talk to Moretta and see what she could find out. Talkman's being interviewed by the SFO this week.
Yes, yes, you said.
And I know Matt doesn't like me sticking my nose in, but if we can get any little hint about the line he's taking...
Lillian.
And I must thank Jolene.
Look, don't you think...
Oh, she was such a good friend to me last week. And God knows she's got troubles enough of her own now that deadbeat ex-husband of hers has pitched up on the doorstep.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You were saying?
Oh, it really doesn't matter.
I thought I could manage a bit of toast, but when it came to actually eating it...
Shall I get you something else?
I'm not really hungry.
Okay.
Oh, don't rush off. Come on, love, talk to me.
I've really got nothing to say.
Well, you don't take after your mother, then.
What?
Well, she was never at a loss for words. Even when she was telling me to sling my hook, she'd make a three-act drama out of it. And then turn it into a song. Talk of the devil. I was just telling Fallon how you've always had a way with words.
Oh, will you give me a hand changing the sheets, love?
Yeah, okay.
And what was that song you wrote that first time you threw me out?
What? You mean never, ever again?
Never, ever again. That's the one.
Come on, Wayne. Up you get. You've been festering that bed the best part of a week.
All right, all right. Oh, it makes me feel quite dizzy.
It wouldn't do you any harm to get in that shower.
You couldn't give me a hand, love, could you?
Just sit in the chair, okay?
Here, let me. Are you okay?
Just give me a minute.
Okay. Get those pillowcases off, will you, Fallon?
Okay.
Hey, do you remember that time? Where was it now?
Where do you want them?
Oh, just dump them on the floor.
Oh, we went on holiday.
You took me to Paris once.
No. This was with Fallon. We went to the seaside.
Only time we ever went away was when you had a gig in some distant town and needed someone to share the driving.
There was this big sandy beach and a pier.
Weston-super-Mare.
You remember that?
That was it. You had a ride on a donkey.
You were only about 3, maybe 4.
I used to have a photograph of you on that donkey. Little sun hat on your head.
I had a Care Bear t-shirt.
Carried that picture around me for years.
Pass me over that clean sheet, will you?
Some beggar nicked me wallet.
All I remember about Weston is you played a really rough pub to an audience of 3 men and a dog.
Yeah, well, there were plenty of gigs like that.
I can remember standing on the pier and looking down at the sea.
Can you really?
Hey, burned down that pier.
And didn't you build an enormous sandcastle?
Did I?
Yeah, with a flag on top and a little moat around it.
Right, pillowcases. You all right?
Well, sitting up like this makes me cough.
We're nearly done. Then you can get back into bed.
What about that shower?
Oh, save it for later. We'll just hold our noses for now, eh?
I've got to wait till Barney comes.
I told you, Barney's not coming anymore.
He helps me to get dressed.
And anyway, today's Sunday. Barney never came on a Sunday.
Oh, I'll go outside and see if he's coming.
No, Jack, not out the front. If you want to go outside, go in the garden.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
It's only me.
Hazel.
In here, Jennifer.
Oh, morning. Hello, Jack.
Who are you?
It's Jennifer. You know Jennifer. You only saw her yesterday.
Oh, yes, Jennifer.
You're not dressed, Mum.
No, we had a rather disturbed night.
Would you like to see my summer house?
Oh, well, yes, that would be very nice, but I...
Come along, then.
Now, you go on ahead, and I'm just going to stay and have a little chat with Mum.
Who's Mum?
My Mum, Peggy.
Oh, all right.
And I'll be out in a minute. He doesn't know who I am, does he?
It's only because he's tired. We had a dreadful night.
I can tell. You look exhausted. Are you awake?
Oh, hello, darling.
I bought you some lunch.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Well, it's only a sandwich.
Thanks.
And a cup of tea. Anything else you'd like?
Hey, can't believe you remembered all that about going to Weston.
Why wouldn't I? Well, it's one of those rare special times.
Yeah.
When you and Mum weren't at each other's throats.
Well, we did try not to fight in front of you.
But you forgot I wasn't deaf.
Yeah, well, I suppose we did shout a bit.
Just a bit, yeah.
Sorry.
When you're a kid and your mum and dad are yelling at each other, you think it's all your fault.
Well, you didn't, did you?
Well, I got over it.
Sorry. I didn't realise.
Obviously. Anyway, look, I got to get back down. You're not getting any better, are you?
Well, I thought I'd be up and gone by now.
Well, didn't we all?
But, I really don't feel too clever.
Jennifer.
Oh, you're awake.
What time is it?
It's 1:30.
Oh, my goodness. How long have I been asleep?
A couple of hours.
Where's Jack?
Ah, he's out in the garden.
Is he?
Oh, he's fine. He dozed for an hour and then he was perfectly happy to let me help him wash and get dressed.
Most of the time he is fine.
I know.
He's cheerful and cooperative.
But... when he isn't cooperative, there's no way you can manage him on your own, is there?
It's only occasionally.
But it isn't, Mum, is it? You said yourself, since you lost Barney, his routine's just broken down. And I can see it in your face. You're barely managing.
But I am managing. I won't pretend it's easy, but I don't have a choice.
Well, you do have a choice.
No, I don't. I've always made it quite clear, Jennifer. This is Jack's home. This is where he belongs.
I know,
and this is where he'll stay.
Peggy!
Oh, hello, dear.
It's not bedtime, is it?
No, no, it's lunchtime. Are you hungry?
But you're wearing that,
Oh, my dressing gown, I know. I've been an old lazybones this morning and haven't got dressed.
Do you want to go and do that now, Mum?
Everything's ready. We made bread and butter and, what do you call it?
There were sandwiches.
That's right. We made sandwiches. Me and,
And Jennifer?
Yeah. I like Jennifer.
I'm very glad to hear it.
So am I.
She's Barney's friend. Can't she come again?
He didn't eat anything. He didn't have any breakfast either.
Oh, and that cough is dreadful.
Yeah. I thought at first he was putting it on.
Why would he do that?
You know, to try and get a bit of sympathy.
No, he's not that devious.
Do you reckon?
I'm amazed he remembered all that about Weston.
So am I. I thought the years of hard drinking would have wiped his memory.
No, not wiped, just re-edited slightly.
What?
Cast a rosy glow over everything. As I recall, he stayed on that beach for about half an hour and then disappeared off down the pub.
Oh, what about the sandcastle?
Oh, I don't remember that. But maybe you're right. Maybe I've edited my memory so I just remember the bad times. Oh, look, there's a great pile of fag ends under that table.
I'll bring the dustpan out.
I wish people wouldn't do that. There's kids playing out here.
When I went in after lunch, he was asleep in the chair and the way he was breathing, it's like his chest's all clogged up.
Yeah, it's not nice. But at least he's on the antibiotics now.
Yeah, should make a difference.
Hello, darling.
You've been here all day, have you? Topping up your tan?
Oh, I tried ringing Veronica several times, but there's no answer. And I went down the balls to see Jolene, but it's like a bear garden down there on a Sunday. So I took a quick detour to the Dow House just to see if there was any sign of Matt.
Oh, Lillian, honestly.
What?
Well, you've just got to stop this.
What?
Obsessing about Matt.
I'm not.
Oh, you should hear yourself. You talk about nothing else. Well, it's about time you realise that lounging about here, wallowing in your own misery...
Wallowing?
..is not going to bring him back.
I'm not wallowing.
Oh, yes, you are. And in the meantime, our mother is going through a real crisis. She simply can't cope with Jack on her own. And until we can find another carer, she needs all the help she can get.
I know that, Jenny, and I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, Liz. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just...
Jenny, what was the matter?
Oh, she was in such a bad way this morning. She was utterly exhausted and... Oh, and Jack's fixated on Barney and he won't accept that he's not coming back.
Oh, Lord.
And he didn't have a clue who I was.
What?
He kept forgetting my name.
Oh, Jenny.
And he's never done that before.
Oh, it's dreadful.
Oh, I suppose it's inevitable. He'll forget us all eventually.
Oh, come on, come on. Let's go and make a cup of tea. And I promise to stop going on about Matt and start concentrating on Mum.
Well, it's just until we can get a replacement for Barney.
Yeah, I know, Jenny. Look, I'll pop round to the lodge later on, make sure they're okay. And if they're not, well, I can always stay the night.
Oh, it's a bit of a scratch lunch, I'm afraid.
Oh, looks great.
Can you slice some bread?
Okay.
Help yourself, Dad.
Thanks.
So, how was Turkey?
Hot.
Mum said you had a great time.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. But really hot. And the beach was a bit crowded. Mm. There you go, Dad.
Ah, thanks.
You're looking really well.
Yeah, it took me till about Thursday to slow down and stop thinking. I'm sure there's something I should be doing.
Oh, I know the feeling. Yeah. Can you pass the bus, please, Helen?
Yeah. And how's your back?
Oh, didn't Mum tell you about the Turkish bath?
No.
Well, I was really stiff after the journey there, and she suggested that a Turkish bath would help me relax. So I went along to this place, and I lay there sweating for half an hour or so. Then this huge, hairy man appeared and said something about massage.
Oh, I've heard about this.
What happened?
Well, he proceeded to soap me down, and then he launched into this kind of violent manipulation. I kept saying, careful, careful, I've got a bad back. No, he kept saying, no, it's okay, it's good for back, while wrenching my body in every direction.
My goodness.
Oh, but I came out feeling absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. This is great, Helen, thanks. Anyway, Tom says you managed pretty well without us.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, there was just one thing.
Hmm? What?
I tried to order some more detergent for the dairy.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we talk about this when Mum's here?
What?
Only it needs all four of us to agree.
Agree what?
Well, the thing is, you hadn't paid the bill for the last lot.
Hadn't I?
And they wanted that account settled before they would supply a new order.
Oh, for heaven's sake. We've been dealing with that company for donkey's years.
Yeah, they were okay about it in the end when I pointed that out. Very understanding. It was... Well, it was kind of embarrassing that I couldn't write a cheque.
I'll sort it out straight after lunch.
So we thought it would be a good idea if the two of us were signatories on the farm account.
Oh. Well, I don't think that's necessary, is it?
Well...
Let's just see what Mum has to say, shall we?
It's all very well, Jolene.
I know.
I can tell him till I'm blue in the face. It doesn't stop the joking around.
Oh, Neil should know better.
Yeah, of course he should. But when he gets together with Eddie...
Well, Eddie knows Wayne's got bronchitis. I told him myself.
Well, so does Neil. But once they've got a couple of pints in time...
Oh, nobody believed them.
Well, you don't know that. We've got a busy pub for once. And they're telling everyone that we got swine flu on the house.
Oh, stupid idiots.
Yeah. I'm sick of it, Jolene.
Yeah, I know you are.
He's been here the best part of a week already. And you told me just a couple of days.
Well, I didn't know he was going to be really ill, did I?
It's not our responsibility.
Oh, so whose responsibility is he?
Well, I don't care.
Look, we can't just chuck him out. Not the state he's in. And besides, I think it's good for Fallon.
What?
Well, to have a bit of time with her dad.
She's just as keen as I am to see the back of him.
Well, she was at first,
and
but...
this is the worst possible place for him.
He's not an alcoholic, Sid.
Not an alcoholic? I mean, Fallon said the homeless hostel wouldn't take him back because he'd got drunk and had a row over a mattress.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, was he or was he not half-cut when he first showed up here?
Yeah, Dutch courage, he said.
He would say that, wouldn't he? He's not going to admit to being hopeless, old soak.
Well, he's not had a drink since he's been here.
You sure about that? You don't think he might have been sneaking down here in the night?
Oh, Sid, he can hardly get out of bed. He certainly couldn't make it down the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, you go see for yourself if you don't believe me.
No, thanks.
Anyhow, for the time being, we don't have a choice in the matter. He's got to stay here.
Do you want me to walk them back out, Dad?
No, I'll do it. Oh, it's such a lovely afternoon. White, fluffy clouds and a gentle breeze. You don't get that in Turkey.
No, I don't suppose you do.
Just relentless blue sky and blazing sunshine.
Sounds like the kind of place Mike should have taken Vicky.
Huh? Thought they were going on a cruise or something.
That's what Vicky thought.
To the Bahamas.
Turned out to be a ferry to Brittany.
Brittany?
Yeah, Brenda thinks it's hilarious.
I wouldn't have thought that was Vicky's cup of tea.
No, probably not. Anyway, Dad.
Can you turn it off for me?
Yeah, sure. I had a word with Mum about Helen and me not being able to write cheques.
I've sorted all that.
And she thinks it would be a really good idea...
The cheque's in the post.
...to make us signatories.
Oh. Well, I don't see the point. I really don't.
Well, Mum agrees.
No, I like to keep track of where the money's going. And if other people are shelling out left, right and centre...
It'll all be accounted
just
for.
Just makes things unnecessarily complicated.
If Helen and I are partners in the business, we should have equal rights.
Well, look, I'll talk to Mum about it.
Okay.
But honestly, I think the present system works fine. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Not too quiet for you?
Well, at least we can hear ourselves speak.
Yeah, that's why I like this place. So many bars have thundering music.
Oh, I know. Makes it impossible to hold a conversation.
Designed to make people drink faster.
Is that the reason?
Absolutely. If the punters are too busy chatting, they forget to drink.
It's depressing, isn't it?
What?
Well, the way we're being manipulated all the time to consume more, to buy more stuff.
But you run a shop.
Yeah.
And you never run promotions or special offers to get your customers to buy more?
We offer them the chance to sample new things. We don't shove it in their face. Although...
What?
Well, we did this promotion at Underwood's for ice cream and my flatmate came to help.
Is that the girl you were with the other night?
No, that's Kirsty. My flatmate's some... Well, she's only 18 and she's a bit of an extrovert. And she was roaring round the food hall, shoving ice cream in people's faces. Only you know what Underwood's is like. It's a bit... Well, it's a bit staid. Thought the manager was going to have a heart attack.
Did it work?
Well, she went outside into the street eventually and continued the sales pitch out there. It was mad, but we sold tons of ice cream. Well, Annette... My flatmate did.
And she works for you?
No, this was a one-off. She works in another shop. The village shop in Ambridge. We live in a flat above the shop, you see.
I've never been to Ambridge.
Well, you'd love it. I mean, if you like this place, you'd adore the Bull. It's a real old traditional English pub.
Is that an invitation?
What? No.
That's a shame.
Oh, come on, Leon. We're only 5 minutes into this date. By the end of the evening, you'll probably have decided you never want to see me again.
I don't think so.
Anyway, let's talk about you.
What's the matter?
What?
What are you so nervous about?
I'm not nervous. Do I seem nervous? Sorry.
You don't have to apologise.
I'm just a bit... out of practice.
Out of practice?
Talking to... going on dates. I haven't been out with anyone for, well, ages.
Why not?
No one asked me.
Pretty girl like you. I'd expect the fellas to be queuing round the block.
To go out with me? You're kidding.
Someone cheated on you.
What makes you say that?
Because somewhere along the line, your confidence has taken a beating.
What is this? In the psychiatrist's chair?
Sorry. Bad habit. Poking my nose in where it's none of my business.
It's okay.
It's just... Well, when you work behind a bar, you do a lot of people watching. And you can spot the first dates and the relationships going sour. And people tell you stuff you wouldn't believe. I'm always getting my ear bent by some tearful woman or a bloke whose wife just doesn't understand.
Well, I lived with someone for a long time and then he died.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Me and my big mouth.
It's a long time ago. But it was... Well, that's why I'm out of practice.
It's just an arranged cover, so I could take him out. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Tell him to give me a ring, okay? Bye then. I don't believe it.
What?
Oh, that was Kathy. Jamie won't be coming over this week.
What, not at all?
No, she says he's going to stay with some friend from school.
Oh, okay.
We spent ages working out his schedule for the whole of the summer holidays, and suddenly it's all out the window. And you know the real reason?
What?
Your blooming ex.
Eh?
She doesn't want Jamie anywhere near him. That's where it is.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And I can't say I blame her.
He's a child molester, said.
I never said he was. But I tell you what, I really resent not being able to see my own son. Just because your useless ex seems to have invited himself for an indefinite stay.
Honestly, Sid. Anyone would think you were jealous.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, what is your problem?
He's taking advantage. Can't you see it?
No, I can't. I can only see a rather pathetic, sick man.
Oh, and by the way, in case you're wondering, I've given him the telly from our bedroom.
What?
We never watch it.
Yes, we do.
I searched everywhere for the remote control. It were under the bed, covered in dust.
This mate of mine from Melbourne was supposed to be living in Paris. So I go to the address he's given me and this fat French bloke answers the door and I say I'm looking for Dave Quinn.
And that's your friend?
And, like I said, I don't speak a word of French. But this bloke, he hears the name Dave Quinn and... His face goes purple and he starts yelling at me and poking me in the chest with his finger. And I'm thinking, what the hell?
He didn't like your mate Dave.
Oh, well, that's putting it mildly. At the very least, Dave had stolen his life savings and done a runner with his wife. And that was when I realised you don't have to know the language to understand what's being said.
Well, it's not always that obvious.
You have such a sexy laugh.
What?
Did nobody ever tell you? I never could resist a woman with a laugh like that. On a cloudy day, in fields where the yellow grass grows near, and such beautiful soft lips.
Leon.
And the skin on your neck is like swan's down.
And you're an expert on swans, are you?
Of course.
I really ought to be going home.
Oh, don't say that.
I have to get up very early in the morning, unlike some people.
No, Helen, please, don't go. Have another cup of coffee.
No, I'll never sleep.
What do you have to do tomorrow morning? Are you going to your shop?
At some stage, yeah.
Well, it's only 10 minutes walk from here.
Is it?
So what's the point in driving all the way back to Ambridge when you could stay over with me?
Well, that's a very kind offer.
I'd bring you breakfast in bed. I have organic bacon. Please say yes.
No. Sorry. Thank you for a lovely evening. But I really must go home now.
Not working today?
No, I've taken the morning off.
Suppose you can do that when you're the boss, can't you?
Yeah, I'm helping a friend to buy a car.
I wish I could take the morning off sometimes. I mean, it's great having this job, don't get me wrong. But some days when I have to get up at the crack of dawn... Oh, Ian!
Morning.
Hi.
Morning.
Did you know that Helen had a date last night? She went out with this bloke called Leon?
Yeah, she told me.
I thought she probably would have. Anyway...
I'll just have a paper if I may.
I don't think it went very well.
Did it not?
I said to her, how was it? And she said it was great, she had a really nice time, but I'm pretty sure she was lying.
Well, what makes you think that?
She was home by 11:15. And she didn't even bring him back for coffee.
But if he lives in Barchester, why would he come back here?
Then why didn't she go back to his place?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
I did. She told me to mind my own business.
Well, maybe there's a lesson to be learned there.
But, I mean, it's the first time she's been on a date in absolutely ages. And according to Kirsty, he's really hot, this guy.
It may surprise you to learn this, Annette, but it's not actually obligatory to have sex on a first date.
Well, no, of course not. But... you'd think. I mean, if you like someone and you want to let them know...
God, aren't you glad you're not young anymore, Ian?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you just walk out on someone while the night is still young, they're going to think you don't fancy them.
Yeah, God, it's such a relief, isn't it, not to have to worry about what's good etiquette on a first date.
You going to be long? Well, I've got to take these bits of salad to the shop. I really need to get on with the stock take.
Oh, OK.
And then I'm meeting someone for lunch.
Oh, the chap you went out with last night?
No, babe.
How did that go?
It was fine. I had a really nice time.
Good. Are you seeing him again?
Dunno. Maybe. We didn't make another date. Anyway, I was planning on coming back and working in the dairy this afternoon.
Oh, good. Only I want to go and see your gran at some stage. I spoke to Jennifer last night and she says it's been an absolute nightmare since they lost Barney.
Oh, dear.
They can't find anyone to take his place.
There's just such a shortage of carers.
Yeah. Jennifer and Lillian have been coping as best they can, but we really ought to try and do our bit.
I meant to pop round last week, but we were just so busy.
Oh, that reminds me. Tom suggested you two should be signatories on the farm account.
Yeah, we both thought that, after the mix-up over the dairy chemicals. But Dad's not keen.
I know. He likes the thought of you two being partners in theory, but when it comes to actually ceding a bit of control...
just digs his heels in.
He doesn't like being reminded that he's not the boss anymore. Makes him feel old.
Mm. But it's a matter of principle.
Yeah. Anyway, I've sorted it out.
Have you?
He's outvoted. There are three of us against one of him. He doesn't have a leg to stand on.
This showroom is an absolute treasure trove.
It's good, isn't it?
I'm spoiled for choice. Humbers, MGs, Rovers.
Great British cars.
Sounds like an oxymoron these days, doesn't it? A great British car.
Oh, Jim, look at this. A Triumph Stag.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah. Sporty, but spacious. A V8 engine, but plenty of room in the back.
Although, I'm not sure about the soft top. I had an Austin Healey Sprite once, leaked like the very devil.
Oh, yeah, but on a day like today, yeah, with the top down...
It's tempting.
Yeah, but your heart's not in it, I can tell.
I think, on balance, I'd go for the Humber Hawk.
Would you?
You don't think that's a good idea?
Well, not what I'd choose. But, you know, really, a really good, solid car. I mean, even Alistair couldn't object to that. I just think, if you're going for a classic car, then... go for something with real style.
The Riley?
You've got to admit, Jim, that Riley would get you noticed.
It is rather stunning.
Oh, yeah, those sensuous, sweeping curves, the in-your-face chrome of the radiator grille and headlamps. And it's in beautiful nick for a car that age.
You know, Kenton, I think you're right. It's a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. And I think we should take it for a test drive.
Thank you so much for dropping by.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
I'm sure you've got much better things to do with your day
off.
Hello! Oh, look, you've got another visitor. Hang on, I'll unlock the gate for you.
Oh, thanks.
We have to keep the key hidden from Jack.
I didn't realise you were here.
No, I'm just on my way home.
Hello, Pat. How lovely to see you.
Hello.
Goodness, aren't you brown?
Yeah. How was your holiday?
Oh, it was lovely. Did Tony the world of good. He told me about the Turkish bath. Oh, he's going to be dining out on that for months.
Oh, I've just made a pot of coffee. I'll fetch another cup.
Oh, thank you. Is Jack... he's having a nap. He's not sleeping very well at the moment.
Jennifer said he'd been a bit up and down.
You know, we lost Barney.
Yeah, that's such a shame.
His own father was taken ill.
There you go, Pat. Oh. You help yourself.
Thanks.
I've got to dash off, I'm afraid, but the lunch is already on the kitchen table for whenever Jack wakes up.
Thank you so much, Ian.
No problem. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, such a sweet man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd have done if he hadn't turned up this morning.
Well, I thought Jennifer or Lillian always came round.
Jennifer had to do something with Rory this morning. School holidays, you see.
Oh, yes, I know.
And she said she was going to talk to the woman at the day centre about finding another carer. And Lillian, well, she's got troubles enough of her own.
We chose the wrong week to go away, didn't we?
Oh, don't be silly. You weren't to know. And anyway, you and Tony work such long hours. It's very kind of you to find the time.
Oh, Peggy.
I'm sorry, dear. I'm just a bit tired today.
Drink your coffee.
Yes, that'll perk me up.
I didn't realise how bad things were. You sounded so cheerful on the phone.
Oh, some days are better than others. Some days Jack is perfectly calm and cheerful. Really no trouble at all. But this last week...
You've got to get another carer.
I know, I know. And Jennifer's been trying. She's explored every avenue. He didn't recognise her on Sunday.
What?
Jack. He didn't know who Jennifer was.
Oh, dear.
He remembers Barney perfectly well. He's always wanting to know where Barney is. But he couldn't remember Jennifer.
What are you going to do if you can't find someone else?
We'll find someone. It's only a matter of time.
But if you can't...
I don't know, Pat. I can't even begin to think about it.
Oh, I just saw your mum, by the way.
Did you tell her we were having lunch?
No. I figure this was probably not something you wanted to share with her.
No. This is gorgeous.
So, tell me all. How was it?
It was fine, actually. I had a really nice time. Oh, I was horribly nervous to begin with. And he's a bit of a... Well, you know, he fancies himself as a mind reader.
Oh, one of them.
And he was sort of, well, you know, probing around, so... I told him about Greg.
What?
Well, just that I had a boyfriend who died.
That's all?
And that shut him up. And after that it was fine, and we talked about movies and travelling and yoga and stuff, and then I went back to his place for coffee.
Ah.
What?
Well, Annette was concerned that you didn't bring him home with you.
Annette?
Yeah, I went into the shop to get a paper.
And she discussed my date with you?
And Kenton.
What?
Who happened to be there.
I'll kill her. Well,
anyway, are you seeing him again?
I don't know. We went back to his and he ended up kissing me.
And, but that's a problem.
Well, no. It was really nice, which sort of threw me. I panicked and ran.
Right.
And now I don't know what to do, Ian, because I'd actually really, really like to see him again, but I'm afraid he must think I'm completely bonkers the way I bolted like that. He's probably written me off as some kind of neurotic freak.
Don't put yourself down.
And I'm wondering if I shouldn't just take the initiative and ring him and ask if he'd like to go out again. But then he might say no, and it'd be really embarrassing. What's so funny?
You are. It was only a date, okay?
I know, but...
You had a nice evening. I mean, you felt a bit out of your depth. You left.
Yeah, but he wanted me to stay. Maybe he's annoyed that I didn't.
If that's all he was after, then you're well shot of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. But I really would like to see him again.
But if you don't, the world's not going to end, is it?
No. The trouble is, I was with Greg for so long, and then there was that disaster with Ross.
Listen, look, if this fella's as nice as he sounds, he'll be on the phone to you before the day's out.
Do you think?
Yeah, and if not, he's a man of no taste, and you're better off without him.
Are you happy?
I am the proud owner of a classic sky blue 1.5-litre Riley RMA.
Oh, God, I am so jealous.
You are quite right. If you're going for a classic, go for the one with style.
So, when will you pick it up?
Tomorrow, if I can get the insurance sorted out this afternoon.
Oh, I can't really take another morning off.
Oh, don't worry. Alistair will drive me over.
No, Naomi's threatening to resign as it is.
Oh, no, look at the time. I swore faithfully that I'd be back by 2.
You mustn't let that girl rule your life. What's the number of the cafe?
Why?
Oh, I've already got it on my phone, haven't I? Yes, what? Here we are. Jack's.
What are you doing?
Saving your bacon.
Oh, no, no, Jim.
Leave this to me. Oh, hello. Is that Naomi? My dear, this is Kenton's friend, Jim. He's going to be a few minutes late, I'm afraid. Entirely my fault. I had a dizzy spell, you see. One of the hazards of old age. And if it hadn't been for Kenton's quick thinking, I'd have sustained a very nasty fall. Yes, yes, I'm fine now. Thank you so much for asking. But the dear boy has insisted on driving me home. You know, you're a very lucky young woman. I only wish I'd had someone as selfless to look up to and respect when I was your age. All right, my dear. Bye-bye. There you are. All sorted.
You don't think you might have overdone that slightly?
What do you mean?
Well, Jim, mate, my own mum wouldn't recognise that description.
Being gossiped about.
I wasn't gossiping.
And in future, will you please keep your opinions to yourself and not broadcast them to the entire village?
Oh, it was only Ian.
Well, it wasn't though, was it?
And I knew you'd have told him all about Leon.
Kenton was in the shop.
Well, yeah.
He was the most horribly indiscreet person, second only to Susan Carter.
Oh, Susan's not indiscreet.
And of course you.
Look, I'm really, really sorry, Helen, but honestly, all I said was... Isn't that your phone?
Yeah. Oh.
What's the matter?
Hello? Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Did you? Really? Yes. Yeah, I had a great evening. Yes, I'd love to. Thanks, Leon. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
He's asked her out again.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Oh, Helen!
Don't you dare breathe a word to anyone.
Not a word, I promise.
It's not as if you were doing anything.
What?
You were just sitting there, staring into space.
I was trying to clear some of the vast pile of paperwork that's accumulated since you arrived in Ambridge.
So now it's my fault you can't keep on top of your paperwork.
All I'm saying is... Oh, never mind.
Anyway, look on the bright side.
What bright side?
This is the very last time I'll need you to give me a lift. Now I have my own car, I shall be independent.
Until it breaks down?
It's not going to break down. It's in extremely good condition.
It's 60 years old.
And the beauty of cars of that age is, if by some misfortune something does go wrong, you can open the bonnet and fix it yourself.
You're familiar with the workings of the internal combustion engine, are you?
Unlike these modern cars, where you need a special computer program just to change the oil. Ah, now, this is it. On the left. If you just pull over there. Oh, look, there it is.
What, that blue thing?
Isn't she a beauty? Well, what do you think?
You're actually going to drive this around the lanes of Borsetshire.
What's wrong with that?
Not the most manoeuvrable of cars, I would have thought.
Alistair, Alistair!
No power steering, for a start.
I've been driving for over 50 years.
And you still can't do reverse parking.
And in that time, I've driven vehicles of every shape and size, including a double-decker bus.
When was that?
Now, come on. You've got to admit, this is a stunning piece of engineering.
Oh, yeah, it is. Belongs in a museum.
Nonsense. It needs to be driven.
And for what you paid for it, you could have bought a brand new runabout with 12 months warranty and a year's road tax thrown in.
Where's the fun in that? Why do you have to be so dull and practical all the time?
I find it makes life easier.
Why can't you be more like Kenton?
The lasagna's nice.
Mm, I don't fancy that.
Right, okay. What about the shepherd's pie?
I had that yesterday. Yeah, but why don't you never have steak and kidney pud?
Not much call for it in the middle of August.
Clary makes a lovely steak and kidney pud. She's never home these days to cook me dinner.
Yeah, you know,
if you want my opinion, Pat Archer's taking advantage.
Do you want a drink while you make up your mind?
Yeah, go on.
Pint?
Been the same since Colin Kennedy retired. They're too mean to wear a replacement. Yeah. Pint, I'll show you.
Right.
She didn't get home till near midnight last Wednesday.
Weren't they on holiday last week?
Well, back now, don't they? Well, he's no better. He's still working all hours.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, careful.
Dad, what are you playing at?
Hello, love.
Wayne Towson is I lives and breathes.
Hello, Joe.
You shouldn't be down here. You shouldn't even be out of bed.
But I'm feeling a whole lot better now.
He looks like death warmed up.
He's right, Dad. You look terrible.
Look, just let me sit down for a minute.
Here, have this stool.
Listen to your chest. You're nowhere near better.
Hey, took me an age to find where you did in my clothes. Well, where's me boots? Couldn't find them anywhere.
Good thing, too.
Can't go without me boots.
Oh, you're off then, are you?
I reckon so.
No way.
Oh, Eddie, you'd be sorry to have missed you. Hmm? He was only saying last night as how you and him should get together.
Oh, I'd like that.
Have a chat about old times. Now, what you drinking, eh?
Well, I wouldn't mind.
No, Dad, you were not having a drink.
I was only going to say I'll have a ginger beer.
Sid'll be furious if he finds you in the bar.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to cause no trouble for you and your mum, darling, so if you just tell me where you've hidden me boots...
I'll... If you go now, I'm telling you, I'm going to find you on the doorstep next week, coughing your lungs out.
Yeah, well, you take care of that chest. You don't want to end up like me, eh? With me father's lung.
If I get to be as old as you, Joe, I reckon I'll have done pretty well.
Well, are you going to finish pulling that point?
Yeah, in a minute, Joe.
Oh, charming.
Now, come on. I'm taking you back upstairs.
Oh, but Fallon, darling.
I'm not going to stand here and have an argument. Now, come along.
A bit stern when her blood's up and she is.
Shut up, Joe.
Afternoon.
Takes after her mother.
Hi, Alistair. I'll be back in 2 minutes, OK? Now, come on, Dad, up you get.
All right.
See? You can hardly stand on your own.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Now, come on, take my arm.
You are? You're just like your mother.
Oh, shut up and walk.
See you.
Cheers, Joe.
So, that's Fallon's dad, is it?
Always been one for causing trouble, as Wayne Towson.
How do you mean?
But Sid Perks knows well it'll joint him being here.
Ah, right.
And the way young Fallon shunted him back upstairs like she's ashamed of him.
Oh, well, yeah, I know how she feels.
Eh?
I've just spent half the morning driving my dad to collect his new car.
Oh, huh?
And instead of buying something small and economical, he's shelled out for some 60-year-old sky blue rust bucket.
Wow.
What do you think?
God, astonishing.
Isn't she a cracker?
Oh, you're not going to go unnoticed in that.
Modern cars are so anonymous, aren't they? All the same shape and all silver, have you noticed?
Oh, it's a real classic.
Designed in 1948 for the first Earl's Court Motor Show after the war.
Really?
Obviously, it's been considerably restored.
Oh, yeah.
But beautifully done, wouldn't you say?
Mm, yes. Have you got details of the restoration?
Got myself quite a bargain.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Morning. Oh, is that yours?
Just collected it from the showroom. What do you think?
Oh, that's amazing. What is it?
A Riley.
Oh, you're probably too young to remember Rileys.
I've certainly never seen anything like that before.
Anyway, I must get home. Just thought you'd appreciate a look, Tony.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You being the expert on classic cars.
Oh, hardly. Just because I restored the MG.
Anyway, see you soon.
Yeah. Bye, Jim.
Bye, Ed.
Yeah, bye.
He's got no idea.
What?
Well, a car like that needs constant maintenance. And I don't think he knows much about it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, me and Mike, we've come up with this scheme to expand the Grange farm herd. Now, I know that sounds a bit ambitious, but I talked to David Archer and he reckons it's a really sound plan.
Oh, yeah?
We need a bit more land to rent. And David said, well, they haven't got any to spare. And anyway, there'd be a biosecurity problem having another herd so close to theirs.
Obviously.
So I thought I'd ask you
about... Oh, but we'd have exactly the same problem.
What?
Even supposing we had any land to spare, which we haven't.
Oh, no.
We're absolutely stretched to the limit. We could do with a few more acres ourselves.
You know, I just wanted to consult
not
you
half
about
an acre that isn't fully used.
About Borchester Land?
Hmm? Well, what about them?
Well, they own most of the fields joined onto Grange Farm. Obviously, that would suit us best. But I'm a bit... Well, I'm not sure how to approach them. And you've had loads of dealings with them over the years. I thought maybe you could advise me.
You want my advice? Don't touch them with a barge pole.
Oh.
What do you want to expand for, anyway?
Well, you
youngsters, you always want to run before you can walk. Tom was just the same, and he made some terrible decisions.
Yeah, but like I said...
So I should think very long and hard if I were you, and steer well clear of BL. I was their tenant, remember? In fact, they were the reason we ended up buying the farm. They made our lives such a nightmare.
Yeah, but wasn't that when Matt Crawford was in charge?
Well, it hasn't changed. Still a cutthroat business run by a bunch of city boys who care for nothing except the bottom line.
Well, I just thought that maybe now Brian Aldridge has taken over, maybe it's different.
Well, I wouldn't bet on it.
I've brought you a cup of tea.
Thanks.
You okay?
Well, rather took it out of me, that little excursion downstairs.
I told you. You're nowhere near better yet. I thought the antibiotics would have worked by now.
Well, you've changed your tune.
What?
Last week, you didn't wait to get rid of me.
Yeah, well, obviously it's not ideal, you being here. But like I said, there's no point in you leaving until you're properly fit.
Well, thanks, darling. It's kind of you.
In fact, I think Mum should take you to the doctor's again. You're not shifting it, and you've nearly finished the course.
Last one tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll see what she says. Anyway, drink your tea.
Oh, Fallon.
What?
You couldn't give us another photograph, could you?
Well, you'll have to ask Mum. She's got all the photos of me as a kid.
What about now?
What?
Have you got one of you playing with your band?
Well, I might have some old publicity shots.
Oh, great.
But the thing is, we lost our lead guitarist.
No, I don't care about the rest of them. I just want a picture of you.
OK, well, I'll see what I can dig out.
I suppose it was inevitable, really.
What?
It's the thing that makes me really proud.
What are you talking about?
That you grew up to be a musician.
A lot of good it's done me.
Well, it's in the blood, I suppose, with your mum and me both being in the business.
You neither of you made a living out of it.
Why, I did all right when I was younger.
What? Playing in the back of pubs to three men and a dog?
Oh, you shouldn't believe everything your mother says.
OK. Well, I got work to do, so...
Hey, I really am proud of you, darling.
Don't forget your tea. It'll be getting cold.
Doing here?
Oh, come to see you, Grandad.
Oh, it's nice.
Emma won't be home till late tonight. I need a bit of cheering up.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, I suppose it was stupid of me to get my hopes up. You remember I told you about Mike's new missus offering to put up some money for us?
Oh, so you could buy some more cows?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought, great.
Ah.
All we need to do is rent a bit more land. But most of the fields around Grange Farm belong to Borchester Land. I was a bit nervous about poaching them, you know.
Why?
Well, because... Well, it's not like asking another farmer. You have to go to the board, don't you?
Brian Aldridge.
Yeah, I know he's the chairman, but...
He's only a farmer.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, I thought I'd have a word with Tony Archer, because he used to be a tenant and everything, and... Well, for a start, he thinks I'm daft to even contemplate expansion.
What did you say there?
Seemed to think the idea was a non-starter.
Oh, what is Tony Archer's problem, eh? There's his missus forever banging on about local food,
yeah.
And here's you, an enterprising young chap, providing the village with good local milk. He just don't like to see a young man making a success of his life, that's all that is.
Don't you think he's got
I'll tell you what I think. There's been Grundy's farming here for generations. Since before there was boards for them city suits to sit on. So if anybody's got a right to the land round here, you have.
Yeah, but they own it, Grandad.
But they don't farm it. They need other people to do that.
They're already going to be interested in a tin pot little outfit like ours, aren't
you? You don't know that.
Well.
And what's the worst that can happen, eh? They can only say no.
I suppose.
Carpe diem, lad. Hmm? Go up home farm and have a word with Brian Aldrich.
What?
Why do I feel like a naughty schoolgirl?
No idea.
Well, I suppose because... Well, we haven't asked permission to do this, have we?
No. But keeping the memorial garden tidy is the responsibility of the parish council.
And you're a member of the parish council.
So, if we need permission, I hereby grant it.
Oh, thank you.
You did agree it was a good idea.
Well, yes.
That very first early morning walk we took together.
Oh, I remember.
And we went up Lakey Hill.
And you pointed out then what a mess this place was in.
It's an eyesore. And right in the middle of the village where everyone can see.
Yeah, when they're awake.
I'm surprised there haven't been more complaints.
So strange seeing the village deserted like this.
Yes. Won't be deserted for long.
Knowing everyone is still fast asleep.
Mm. Another half hour, the morning papers will be delivered to the shop.
Yes, and Mike will be setting off on his milk round.
Oh, not Mike, not this week.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah. They've gone off on yet another honeymoon, haven't they?
To Brittany.
Brittany? Oh, that's nice.
Yes, though I got the impression Vicky was hoping for somewhere a little more exotic.
And Hayley said they're having the kitchen redecorated while they're away.
Yes.
Wasn't it done when the house was divided?
Yes, ubiquitous magnolia.
Oh.
But Vicky has a very good eye for colour. I'm sure the place will be quite transformed.
There you are, darling. One cup of tea.
Oh, thanks. I thought you were going to have a lie-in this morning.
Yes, so did I. But I've been awake since five, and I'm not going to go back to sleep now.
Are you worrying about your mother?
Oh, of course.
What about that woman at the day centre?
Eleanor? Oh, I've already spoken to her.
No joy?
No.
Wasn't she the one who put you under Barney?
Mm, that was just luck. One of his clients had died. What?
It's not the usual recommendation for a carer. My last client died.
Well, that's the way it works. Anyway, Lillian's going over today.
Yes, I'm glad she's pulling her weight at last.
Yeah, well, I suppose if there's a bright side to this dreadful situation, it's that it takes Lillian's mind off her own problems.
Reminds me, I saw Matt yesterday.
Oh, he's back, is he?
Yes, yeah, he's been back a few days.
Oh, did you speak to him?
I said hello, that's all.
Only, you know, Chalkman's being interviewed this week.
Yes.
By the SFO.
Hmm. Yes, Lillian has mentioned it. About 15 times.
But Matt didn't.
Not a word.
Oh, Debbie rang last night.
Oh, yes?
While you were out.
Did she have a good time in South Africa?
Yes, wonderful.
All well with Kate and Lucas?
Yes. Oh, well,
what?
She did seem to think that Kate was getting a bit restless.
Oh, Lord. She's not going to leave Lucas, is she?
No, of course not.
There's no of course about it with Kate.
She just needs a new challenge. Maybe a regular job of some kind.
Well, Seapo's not even in nursery yet, is he?
No. I'll give her a ring later. Oh, quite forgot. Ed Grundy rang. Wants to come and see you.
What on earth for?
Oh, I've no idea. Anyway, I told him this morning would be a good time, so he said he'd pop round after milking.
Morning, Alan.
Hello, Linda. Bit early to be gardening, isn't it?
Absolutely the best time of day for it, I can assure you.
I'll take your word for it.
Though I'd be grateful if you wouldn't mention you'd seen us.
Oz?
Elizabeth is here as well. She's just in the village hall making us a cup of coffee.
Oh, so this is, what do they call it? Guerrilla gardening?
No, insomniac gardening. We've both got into the habit of waking up in the small hours.
Well, it's very public-spirited of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I won't breathe a word.
And where are you off to at this...
ungodly hour?
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
I'm on my way to the Laurels. Sadly, Ronnie Frost is dying.
Oh, Ronnie Frost?
He used to be the church warden at Darrington.
Oh, yes, of course.
He was such a rock when I first arrived here. I've never coped without him. I do hope they can hold off on the funeral till I get back.
Where are you going?
We're just off on holiday.
Oh.
Camping. Usha's never done it before.
Ah. Well, I hope the weather stays fine for you.
Yeah, so do I. Anyway, I'd best be off. And good luck with the gardening.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
There you are. One cup of coffee.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. You just missed Alan.
Ah, I thought I heard a motorbike.
On his way to a deathbed.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. Oh. He told me he and Usha are off on a camping holiday.
Yes. She's not looking forward to it one little bit. But Alan adores camping, and he's convinced Usha will love it just as much as he does.
Oh, maybe she will.
It's possible, I suppose, but I wouldn't put money on it.
Mmm. This coffee's very welcome.
I think we've earned it.
Now, if I manage to get the remains of that Forsythia out, there's going to be a huge gap.
Oh, there's a big empty space over there, too, where I cleared all those brambles.
Oh, yes.
Well, it looks a lot tidier.
Hmm, but a bit bald.
Mm. Well, maybe next time we should get hold of some new plants.
There's going to be a next time, is there?
Oh, definitely. We've got to finish the job.
But if we're going to be spending money, I shall have to put in a requisition with the parish council.
Well, we don't need to spend money. We've got a whole greenhouse full of plants at Lower Loxley.
Have you?
Well, Titcomb grows masses of stuff from cuttings.
Oh, yes, of course, for your plant store.
And he won't mind if we help ourselves to a few bits and pieces.
Ah.
In fact, why don't you come back with me now?
Ah, it's my turn to do the breakfasts for our B&B guests.
Oh, okay. Some other time, then?
I could come later on this morning, if you're not too busy.
More coffee, darling?
No, that'll do me, thanks. I just want to have a word with Adam. Only since we've got the harvest out of the way, I thought I might take the day off tomorrow.
You haven't forgotten Ed Grundy's coming over?
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm only going to be over at the strawberry tunnels. Come in!
Morning!
Alan, hello.
Hi.
Come on in.
Sorry to interrupt your breakfast.
Oh, no, it's all right. We're finished.
I just wanted a brief chat about your mum and Jack. Only I dropped by to see
I'm sorry to interrupt, Alan, but you don't need me, do you?
Oh, no, carry on, Brian.
Only I do need to...
Yeah, go on, off you go.
Right. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Do sit down, Alan.
Oh, thanks. I mustn't stay, but... As I say, I was on my way back from an early morning call on my bike, so I thought I'd drop in and say hello to Peggy. I noticed she wasn't in church on Sunday.
No, she was just too tired.
Anyway, as I approached the lodge, there was Jack in his pyjamas.
Oh, no.
And Peggy was there.
Well, she must have left the key in the lock.
Well, she was trying to persuade him back indoors.
We hide it, usually.
And he didn't want to go.
He's always trying to get out to the front.
Anyway, I stopped and gave her a hand.
Oh, Alan, bless you.
No. What she'd have done, though, if I hadn't been there, I don't know. She really can't handle him on her own.
Unfortunately, we lost his carer last week.
Yeah, Peggy said. I know it's difficult, but has she considered residential care for Jack?
She won't, Alan.
Oh. Because he'd see the same people every day, then.
I know. But Mum simply refuses even to consider it.
Oh, this greenhouse, it's quite astonishing.
Yeah, it's impressive, isn't it?
Mm.
It is such a roaring trade with the plant stall that Titcomb has his work cut out producing enough stuff to sell.
Is that Carrier?
Yes.
Well, we could put some of that where the Forsythia was. Then there'd still be that splash of yellow in the spring.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. What else?
Well, I'm thinking scented herbs, things like lavender and rosemary.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of those.
Don't require too much looking after.
And if you're after scent, there's a lovely gold leaf philadelphus. Where is it? Ah, there, that one.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, it's a nice compact bush, but in May and June, oh, the scent in the evening is just stunning.
Oh, I can't wait to get planting.
Tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'm working tomorrow, I'm afraid. It'll have to be next week.
OK. What's the betting nobody even notices what we've done?
Wouldn't surprise me. Most people seem to walk around with their eyes closed.
I did ring last night.
Yes, Jenny said.
I just wanted to sort of
sound you out about something.
OK, sound away.
Right, well, you see, the thing is, that's to say me and Mike, we'd like to expand our business.
What business?
Well, the milk. We'd like to get some more cows and extend our deliveries.
But you haven't even taken over the tenancy yet, have you?
No.
And already you're talking about expansion?
Well, I know it sounds a bit, you know...
Rather ambitious.
It wouldn't have even crossed my mind, except Mike's come up with this offer. Well, it was his wife, actually.
Vicky?
Well, she's got a bit of money, apparently, and she's decided... Well, they've decided that they'd like to, you know, invest in some more cows.
Mike's lovely new wife is going to buy cows?
Yeah, only we've got nowhere to put them. And the Grange farmland can only support the present herd.
Ah, a bit of a problem there.
So we're looking for some more. And most of the land around Grange Farm belongs to the estate. You know, I mean Borchester land. So what I wanted to ask was, would you consider renting us some? Say, 50 acres or something.
What do you think we are, a charity?
No. No, don't get me wrong. We'd pay a commercial rent for it.
You'd have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you could afford that?
Yeah. I mean, we've done all the sums, and the extra income will be more than enough to cover the cost of the land, a lot more.
Well, I admire your enthusiasm.
Well, so you're considerate?
Well, it's not down to me, I'm afraid. You'd have to put it to the board.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I can't possibly second-guess their view.
No.
But if you put something in writing, you know, a formal proposal, I'll make sure it gets tabled.
Really?
Yes, really.
That's brilliant.
Brian? Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I think we're done, aren't we, Ed?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you keep an eye on Rory for half an hour?
And thank you. I'll put something in writing for you, yeah?
I look forward to reading it.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
What was all that about?
He wants to rent 50 acres of grazing land from BL.
What for?
To expand the milk business.
Well, that's hardly the kind of thing BL's going to be interested in, is it?
Not usually, no, but it's a perfectly viable business. And a great advertisement for local enterprise. Kind of thing that wins brownie points. And BL could really use a bit of good PR at the moment. So, who knows?
Well, your dad's picked up a bit this morning.
You reckon?
Yeah, ate a good breakfast. That visit from Eddie last night really seems to have cheered him up.
He certainly made enough noise.
Yeah, he did.
I'm glad he got some more tablets.
Yeah. Yeah, the doctor was hopeful they'd shift it for him. I hope so too.
So he's going to have to stay a bit longer?
Yeah.
You know what he's like. If he goes now, he'll forget to take them. And then he'll be back to square one.
I think he feels he's outstayed his welcome already.
What welcome was that, then?
Well, no,
we didn't exactly greet him with open arms, did we?
Well, no reason why we should.
No, of course not. But it's not as if he's... I mean, he'd go if he could. He did try to leave on Wednesday.
Yeah, you said.
If you hadn't hidden his boots, he'd have been gone.
Oh, I didn't hide them. Just took him in the kitchen to clean him up a bit.
Yeah, well, lucky you did.
Thought you couldn't wait to see the back of him.
All I'm saying is we've got to be sure he's properly fit, otherwise he'll just end up in the gutter again.
He said you promised to give him a photo.
Oh, yeah, I did say.
Yeah, you and the band.
What band's that, then?
Oh, Fallon, don't be like that.
I knew it! What? I knew it when I heard that racket coming from his room last night. I knew they were on the booze.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We are two bottles of vodka down.
What?
Yes. I've just done a stock check in the cellar. And there are two bottles of vodka gone walkabout.
And you think that Dad...
I don't think, I know.
But he can hardly get out of bed. How's he going to make it down to the cellar?
Did you hear the pair of them last night? Laughing and shouting. I thought at the time I heard the clink of glasses.
Oh, Sid, for heaven's sake.
But I knew you wouldn't believe me, so I didn't say.
Yeah, I don't think for a moment that Wayne's been nicking booze.
Then where's that vodka?
Oh, if it'll make you happy, I'll go and search his room.
This was one of the first tents ever to have a sewn-in ground sheet.
Right.
And before that, you'd lay out your ground sheet and there'd be grass all round the edge, you see. And slugs would crawl in.
Oh, stop it.
But what's really great about this tent is that it has these A-frames at each end.
Well, don't all tents have that?
No, this was a great innovation. Before that, you had two uprights and a ridge pole, just held in place by guy ropes.
Oh, I see.
But these A-frames give it amazing stability. You know, I remember in Wales once, middle of the night, this terrific storm blew up. Every other person on the campsite lost their tent, but I was snug and dry in this one.
So did they all come knocking on your tent flap saying, let me in, let me in?
It's only big enough for four people.
Four? You'd never get four people in that.
Well, it's a lot bigger than it looks.
It's going to be a struggle fitting you and me in there.
Well, we'll take it outside and put it up in the garden. Then you'll see.
OK.
But let's get the rest of the stuff out first. There we are. Here are the sleeping bags.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Well, they look a bit...
Oh, no, they're perfectly clean. And I promise you they were dry clean before they were put away.
OK.
At least I think they were. So long since they've been used.
Well, we'll put them on the washing line, give them a good airing.
Well, ask Amy, she'll remember. Ah, and here are the beds.
Beds?
We didn't really think I'd make you lie in the hard, cold earth, did you? You know, these are so clever. These curved metal bits are like legs which go underneath, you see, and you stretch the canvas across. But we'll take these outside and I'll show you how to assemble them.
OK.
I mean, there's a bit of a knack to it, but believe me, it's a lot more comfortable than sleeping on the ground.
With the slugs?
No slugs in this tent.
You promise?
Absolutely guaranteed slug-free.
Ah, you were wrong.
But I heard them.
OK, so they were a bit raucous.
There were more than that.
Well, this is all I found.
Lemonade?
Yeah, Eddie brought it round last night.
To go with the vodka?
I searched under the bed and in the wardrobe and in the bedside cupboard. Definitely no vodka bottles.
I bet it was cider.
Hang on. I thought we was talking about spirits going missing from the cellar.
Yes, we are.
Not about Eddie Grundy bringing in cider disguised as lemonade. Which, incidentally, he didn't.
Says Wayne.
Yeah, he does. And I believe him.
Well, I don't.
Do you want to smell the bottles? Go on, have a sniff.
He'll have rinsed her, ma'am.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Sid, you're being ridiculous.
There are spirits missing from my cellar.
Oh, you're sure about that, are you?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, do me a favour, go and check, because I strongly suspect you're imagining things.
How can you say that?
Oh, because you're so determined that Wayne is a thief and an alcoholic, you refuse to see what's in front of your face.
There we are. Now all I have to do is tighten this guy rope. There. What do you think?
You said it was a tent for four people.
It is.
Were people smaller in those days?
It's not that old.
But it's quite compact.
Was it? There's only going to be the two of us. Well, why don't you crawl inside? See how much room there is.
Later maybe. Let's just let the fresh air blow through it for a while. It does smell a bit musty.
Yeah, well, it's been rolled up in a cupboard for, oh, goodness knows how many years.
So these beds?
Oh, yeah, let me give you a demonstration. It's just like those sunbeds you get on the beach.
Oh, I see.
Now, these bits here have to go in the sides to keep it rigid.
Only sunbeds tend to be a bit wider, don't they? I mean, there's room to turn over on a sunbed.
Well, you can turn over on one of these. Well, it's a bit of a knack to it, I admit. Now, this is the tricky bit, because you have to use a bit of force just to get the underneath...
Careful!
Sorry. Sorry. It's been a while since I've done this.
Morning.
Oh, Ruth, hello.
Hiya.
So this is the famous tent.
Yes. What do you think?
My dad used to have one like that.
Oh, they were very popular when I was a lad.
And is that part of it?
No, this is a camp bed.
Oh, right.
No, I was just showing Usha how to assemble it. Only it does take a bit of brute force.
Stand well back, Ruth.
Get the leg... Oh, hey, that's got it.
Well done.
Oh.
It still looks awfully narrow.
Much better than sleeping on the ground.
Exactly.
So, when are you off to Sharm El Sheikh?
Oh, not for ages.
I think Usha's getting jealous.
No.
Oh, she'd much rather be jetting off to Egypt than going camping, wouldn't you, love?
No, honestly, I'm really looking forward to next week.
Oh, are you?
You know me, I love trying new things.
I'm a bit daunted by our trip, to be honest. It's the first time we've been on a foreign holiday, the whole family together.
Was it really?
Yeah. And Pitt's making a big fuss about how we shouldn't be flying.
Tell her she can stay behind if she wants.
I did. I said you could stay at home with the Grundys.
Oh, yay. You said they were moving in.
She very quickly decided that as long as we plant a tree, it'll be okay. Between that and her daily panic about her GCSE results, she's been a right pain.
Did you say the Grundys are moving in?
Didn't I tell you?
Into Brookfield?
Into our house, yeah. I still don't quite know how that happened. We asked Eddie to keep an eye on the farm, and suddenly the whole family's taking up residence.
Oh. Anyway, come on, if we're going shopping...
Yep, we better get cracking.
But if Sid feels that strongly about
it... Oh, you mustn't let him get to you.
But this is his home.
Yeah, and our home too.
And he has such a low opinion of Dad. I kind of think, well... I mean, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah, he's my ex-husband. That's reason enough for Sid.
It's just... I'm finding it quite difficult.
I know, love, I know. And look, honestly, your dad may be unreliable and selfish and a bit of a loser, but he's not a thief. That's just Sid going over the top.
Is it?
Wayne was mortified that Sid would even suspect him of such a thing.
Was he?
Yeah, and he promised me he hadn't touched a drop since he's been here.
And you believe him?
Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, you don't sound very sure.
Well, like you said, he's unreliable, he's selfish, and there's just been too many times, Mum, when he's promised me... whatever.
And let you down.
Yeah.
I know, but don't you think maybe he deserves another chance?
Not really, no.
That's a shame.
Why?
Oh, I just thought... with him being stuck here for a while.
Well, not for much longer.
Yeah, it might be an opportunity for you to, you know, get to know him a bit.
I know him quite well enough, thank you.
He is your dad, after all. Oh, Sid.
I seem to have made a mistake.
A mistake?
Yeah, about those bottles of vodka.
Really?
Yes. I must have, miscounted. It's all there.
None missing?
No.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Sorry.
I think it's Wayne you should be apologising to.
Yes. I'll pop up and see him.
If you would. Just to clear the air.
Yes. Okay.
I'll just go and lend a hand in the ploughman's.
She has a low enough opinion of her dad, you know. Without you making it worse.
I'm sorry, but I honestly believe...
Yeah, I know you did. But you do this, Sid. You jump to conclusions about people.
Oh, be fair, Jolene. You've never had a good word to say about Wayne.
No, I suppose I haven't.
So what was I supposed to think?
Yeah, but he's Fallon's dad. And this past week, well, I don't think she's prepared to admit it, but she does care about him.
You reckon?
And if they could spend a bit more time together...
You want him to stay on?
Oh, only for a few more days. Just till he's properly better.
Mm. Oh, that's better.
That is a good cup of tea.
Now, have you got everything?
I'm very tempted to go back and buy those lovely warm sleeping bags.
But you said...
I can't believe that for so little we could buy a great big modern tent.
But this is Alan's thing.
I know, but the idea of having to spend a whole week sleeping with my nose up against that rancid old canvas...
If you're going to do it, you've got to do it his way.
I know.
At least you've got the airbed.
He's not going to be pleased about that. He was so proud of those meagre little camp beds.
Were they army surplus or what?
You'd never fit a soldier on one of those.
Anyway, you've got some nice new wellies and a waterproof, so as long as you take a thick jumper and plenty of socks...
I'm going to go to sleep at night wearing woolly winter tights under my pyjamas, my big Aran jumper and a balaclava. I mean, how much of a passion killer is that?
It takes some beating.
I just don't get it. Where's the fun in pretending to be homeless in a field?
Ask Alan.
I mean, what's wrong with a nice hotel with a big comfy bed and... indoor plumbing.
And you're doing it for him. That's what you said.
I'm just not sure if I can keep it up for a whole week. I'm pretending that I'm having a good time.
A bit late to back out now.
Yeah, I've just got to grit my teeth.
And remember why you're doing it.
Why am I doing it, Ruth?
You said after the marathon...
Ah, yes, of course.
When you were scared to go out training on your own...
And Alan was such an angel.
Yeah, coming out with you night after night, even though he hated every minute of it.
I have to keep reminding myself.
So this is like repaying the favour.
Yeah, so I shall smile and be jolly and pretend that I'm having the most wonderful time.
And you never know, you might end up enjoying it.
Ha!
You might.
Oh, what's that floating past the window?
What?
Oh, look, a flying pig.
Thank you.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.